Rebel forces in Colombia say they're the ones who took three Americans prisoner after a plane crash. The rebels accuse the Americans of working for the CIA, and they're demanding that Colombian authorities stop trying to find them. In an email, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia wrote in part, "We can only guarantee the life and well-being of the three gringo officers in our power if the Colombian army immediately calls off the military operations and overflights." Reporter T. Christian Miller has been following this story for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us now from Bogota. Mr. Miller, what does this note tell you about the condition of the three Americans?
Well, it was an interesting note for a couple of different reasons, Steve. First of all, I think the FARC know that they need to treat these captives very well for at least two reasons. One, they're Americans, and two, they're worth a lot more to the FARC alive than they are dead or injured. The second thing that was interesting about the statement that the FARC issued was that they actually named eight different small villages in southern Colombia where they specifically asked for the Colombian military to withdraw their troops, which tells me that the Americans are probably still pretty close to where the plane crashed, which is about 220 miles south of Bogota. So it says to me that when the plane crashed, the FARC didn't have a lot of time to get the Americans away from the site of the crash.
Mr. Miller, I'm recalling another incident three or four years ago now in which they took three American missionaries, and there was a great deal of effort to rescue them, to negotiate their release, and then it turned out that the rebels had simply killed them sometime before. Is there any conclusive evidence that these three Americans are still alive?
No. As far as we know, there hasn't been any conclusive evidence to date. Often the FARC will make a contact with the kidnapped person's employers to offer what that's called a proof of life, to show that they do have them in their power and they're still okay. But to my knowledge, that hasn't occurred as of yet.
Now, just for those who don't recall, this plane crash was a little more than a week ago. There were five people on the plane. Three of them disappeared, but two more were found dead with bullet holes, one American and one Colombian. Does this note essentially confirm that it was the FARC that killed those two?
That's one of the other interesting things about this statement, Steve, is that they make no mention of the two dead men. That says to me that the FARC don't want to own up to that particular incident, at least not now. The FARC are cruel, they commit heinous acts, but they're not stupid. And they know that to admit to the killing of an American would put them even more in the bad graces of Washington and would bring further trouble to their group.
Tell me what role the U.S. has played so far in this rescue effort.
The U.S. has mounted a big rescue effort since the moment this incident began. They have sent at least 150 additional troops down essentially to help the Colombians in intelligence and planning the rescue operation that's now going on. As of now, I'm not aware of any independent U.S. rescue effort that's planned, in other words, like a Delta Force type operation. Right now, the U.S. is working very closely with Colombia, and I expect that to continue.
In this email that we've been talking about from the Colombian rebels, they say that these three prisoners were working for the CIA. What's the United States say about that?
The United States vehemently denies that they were CIA employees. Instead, they say that they were civilian contractors working for the Department of Defense.
What was the mission of this group of people on this plane?
The mission is still a little bit wrapped in mystery, and most people believe it was a mission to look for drug crops, and it's very common for contractors to go out and look for and spray drug fields. But it also could have been as simple as they could have been on their way to a military base in southern Colombia where a lot of these operations take place and could have crashed on their way from that operation.
T. Christian Miller is the bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Bogota, Colombia. Mr. Miller, thanks very much.
Thank you.